Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining us tonight at My Sister, My Friend. We are here as a radio show computerized to uplift, undergird, and provide resources and references for women of all ages and nationalities. We are here to share information and guidance to our sisters. We want to provide a platform for our women to express themselves and share their ideas. I thank you tonight for joining us. Tonight, we want to go ahead and introduce our members on the line. As right now, we have our president, Ms. Beverly Beasley, who is the president of Granny's Place, who is the sponsor of My Sister, My Friend. We have on the line my sister, Monette Legs of Mojo Blog Talk Radio, who hosts a relationship, a marriage and relationships program. She gives advice to us and talks about relationships and marriage. And we also have another person on the line who's joined us tonight, and I don't know who 0040, but who you are. Thank
That's
you so
LaShawn
much for
Hunt.
Joining. Oh, okay.
That's
LaShawn. Oh, that is LaShawn. LaShawn Hunt is another one of our Blog Talk hosts who does street talk on Friday nights. So we are going to have an interview tonight with our host, hopefully, and they're going to tell us about their shows that come on, when they come on, what their purpose is and why they do it, and what kind of passion they have on it. We're waiting for our host, Minister Joel Lewis, who does Free on the Inside, to join us. He should be joining us shortly. But in the meantime, Ms. Beverly, would you go ahead and tell us all about Granny's Place and your vision for the Blog Talk shows that we are a part of?
Oh, good evening, everyone, and good evening to all our hosts that are on the line. Granny's Place is a nonprofit organization, and our primary mission is to help at-risk youth achieve success in life through academic goals, through mentoring. And our vision is to help those families of the at-risk youth. And so one of our goals was to do some outreach ministry. And a lot of times we don't hear from the families, from the mothers, from the fathers, about what's going on in their families, what's going on in their community. And so one of the ways that we thought to hear about what's going on in the community and to talk to parents, talk to grandparents, to fathers and uncles, is to have a blog talk where we can communicate with the public to find out what their needs are, how we can help, how we can partner with other organizations to promote our cause, which is helping out with youth, but also bring other nonprofits together with Granny's Place, and together we work to help our families, mothers that are going through divorces, helping children that are going through divorces with their parents, helping single mothers understand what their roles are. And so in the last 5 years that we've been doing this, Free on the Inside will be on 5 years this April, we've met a lot of organizations that are doing a lot of good things out here, a lot of organizations that we've got a chance to partner with, gotten a chance to work with. And so through the blog talks, we've had the opportunity to meet with a lot of families, help families that are in need, and we've gotten to have an opportunity to bring on some wonderful shows like Mojo, which talks about marriage and relationships, and they give really great counseling, and that's one of the shows that we're most proud of. Free on the Inside has helped a lot of men, organizations from all over the country, from all over the world. He's talked to people everywhere, and we get to hear what men are talking about, what their problems are. And Street Talk is also a great show. our host on there is doing a wonderful job. She's gotten a lot of men to come on the show and talk about their relationship, their problems. And so I think that we're achieving our goal on that show is to get to talk to the community, find out what the needs of the community are, and get the organizations that we partner with to work together. So I'm very excited about what we're doing on Blog Talk. We've got, so far, I think, five shows going on. We're looking to fill Sunday on full time, have a church on Sunday, and we have one day free on Thursday. So we're looking at perhaps bringing a brotherhood show on there with young men, 40 and under, to do that show on Thursday. So that's something that's upcoming. And we also are looking forward to having a teen show because we want to find out what the teens are doing. And so I'm very excited about what we're doing on Blog Talk. It's helped us a lot with the outreach ministry. And so we look forward to doing a lot more marketing of it and doing a lot more things with our hosts. So I'm very excited about what the hosts are doing. And I hope that this year we'll have even more, a broader scope of audience come on, more guest speakers to come on. And we want to really this year do a lot more on this human trafficking, whether it be for sex or labor. We want to do a lot more talking about that and promoting that so that we can save a lot more of our children. So that's what our plans are for Blog Talk. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Beverly, for that wonderful introduction, telling us all about why Blog Talk and the host and their shows are all about. But we do have all of our hosts on the line tonight. Thank you, hosts, for joining us. It's so wonderful that you could take time out tonight to be present and help us help expose your shows to our listening audience as well. So we're going to go ahead and start off with Minister Lewis, who has joined us already. We're going to give him a moment to go ahead and tell us about Free on the Inside and what his show is all about and what his focus is, and just give us a little insight on what he does on Free on the Inside.
Well, hello, good afternoon, good evening. I'm sorry, I'm used to having a morning show, but my name is Minister Joel Lewis. I am the host of Free on the Inside. That's a program that comes on every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. And I would encourage you, if you have an opportunity, to listen to the program. You know, our program is about ministry. What we do is bring ministry to the forefront and encourage men and women to be a part of something larger than themselves. You know, our main focus in this particular ministry, Free on the Inside, we're reaching out to our brothers and sisters that's incarcerated, those that are on the street. We're trying to set up information services to let them know that there is some help available. And I would like to thank Beverly Beasley and Granny Play for their allowing us to come on for the length of time that we've been hosting the program. I have been selected to be the program director of all the shows that's on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm very honored and pleased to take on that role there. As we broadcast each of our shows, our shows are meeting the needs of the public at large there. Each week we have different shows that come on Blog Talk Network. The host of those various shows are going to come on, and they're going to share with you what their show is about. But for mine, Free on the Inside, and that Free on the Inside, that came from as I was doing the jail and prison ministry. A lot of men, they knew the word of God, but they felt bound. They felt tied up. Even after they got out, they said, I know what the word of God said, but I just feel like I'm not free. I feel like I'm still bound and tied down to the things that got me here. And we expressed to them, to the best way we know how, through the gospel, that they can be free from the things that's holding them. They can be free from a lifestyle that wasn't pleasing to God. They can be free to do the things that God put to their hands to do. And we also share that with our young men that's incarcerated. I just come from down at the juvenile center, Youth Village, and we share with those young men that God have a plan for them, that they have a future, a lot of young people feel like that they don't have a future. They feel like that they've been tied down, tangled up, and wrapped up in their situation so long that they're not going to get out of it. And so what we try to do through the Word of God is encourage them that they too can be free on the inside to do the thing that God put to their hands to do. As you go to our show and log on, you'll hear quite a large variety of information that we share with our listening audience. We have a very large archive section. We talk to music entertainers. We talk to playwrights. We talk to musicians, and we talk to authors and doctors. And we do that in the to let our listening audience know that God can use them right where they are. And I am so happy and pleased with being a part of Granny's Place and being able to host this program free on the inside.
Amen. Thank you for enlightening us about Free on the Inside. It is a very uplifting and inspiring program that men need to hear and to know that there is other avenues in life that they can take beside what they're into and what they get into once they get out of lockdown. So we thank Minister Lewis for his explanation of Free on the Inside, and we will open up in a little bit for more questions or more information that you may have on that particular show, which comes on every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Tune in at Free on the Inside. Also see that we have Mojo Blog Talk Radio on the line. Mojo, who is the host is Monette Legs, and she and her husband John do the show on Tuesday night. So go ahead, Miss Mojo, and tell us about Mojo Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for having us on your show tonight. My husband is here by my side listening in.
Amen.
Yes, you want to say hi?
Hi, everyone.
Hello, John.
I want to give a thanks out to Beverly and Granny's Place for being under that umbrella and a solid foundation. We appreciate the opportunity. We love all of you guys, and we just want to say thank you so much. And as Beverly mentioned earlier, our show is basically geared towards relationships and marriage. And as we all know, in this day and time, people find so many ways to get out of marriages versus trying to make their marriage work. And the divorce rate is very, very high. Over 20 to 30% of marriages end in divorce. And for us, that's too high. John and I, you know, we're not experts and we don't claim to be, but we really feel led by God to help individuals understand the principles of marriage and to help restore marriages as a whole. So basically, our talk show is to encourage others. And we have topics that are geared towards baby mama drama, which was a very interesting topic, blended families, loving when it hurts, sex saved and sanctified, and that was very, very interesting. And other topics that, you know, we have coming forth is in-law issues, money and marriage, dating before and after marriage. And these are all things that come up while your marriage or even before marriage. And so we want to keep, you know, our topics clear, precise, holy, of course, but also we want to keep them real. We want our audience to be able to call in and talk about issues and us discuss issues and help them. And even sometimes on our show, John and I, we receive enlightenment because, as I mentioned, we don't know everything, you know. We're not experts, but we're just helped. We're just there as a platform to help others as God would have us to help others. So our show is aired every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And so you can look us up on Granny's Place on Facebook. We have a Twitter as well, and also on Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show on Facebook as well. We're excited about 2015. We have a lot of speakers and guests in line and who are excited to be on our show. So we want to encourage all of the listeners out there to call in every Tuesday night and let's talk about marriage. Thank you.
Amen. Very good. Thank you so much for enlightening us about your shirt, Mojo Blog Talk Radio. Does John have anything he wants to say?
Yeah, here you go.
Well, you know, my wife can pretty much sum it up so eloquently. But I do want to just kind of let people know also that it's not just for those who are married, although us being married and talking to our audience, we do get a lot of couples, but it's about relationships overall. So whether you're married or looking to get married or just in a relationship or going through a divorce or just having trouble in any type of relationship, that's kind of what our platform and audience is out there for. Like I said, not just for marriages, although we do speak on a lot of topics that relate to that. But it's open for just about any type of relationship, past or present, that you might be going through or have gone through. So I just wanted to add that little side note there.
Well, thank you so much, John. We appreciate you being available tonight to talk with us. Usually you're such a hard-working man. You're usually working with us. But thank you so much.
Easy.
Yes.
But you're so welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. So, listening audience, please join us on Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. for Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show, because it has been very enlightening. The shows have been very inspiring and uplifting to our listening audience. And that's the reason why we're here tonight, to let you know what we are doing on our Blog Talk Radio shows. So as we continue, we're going to ask Ms. LaShawn to go ahead and explain what's going on with Street Talk. She's on Friday nights from 8 to 9.
Okay, hello. How are everybody doing tonight?
We are good. Thanks for asking.
Okay, I was invited to join Blog Talk by Ms. Beverly Beasley, and I have since then began to grow into Street Talk. We come on Friday nights from 8 to 9 p.m., and it's to get to know one another and to let people know that they are not alone, to give the people from the streets encouragement and let them know that it's okay to believe in the word, and even though you're in the streets, you can believe in the word. And in our age group, we find it that people are afraid of being judged, so they steer away from God's word. But I try to reassure them that a lot of people are having those same feelings and some of the same issues, and it's not something that you have to be ashamed of. And as I am gaining knowledge of the word, I just try to share it as people around my level call in, and we speak on our daily challenges. So that's what we're doing on Street Talk.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, thank you for enlightening us about Street Talk. We thank God for you. We thank God for each of you that have took out the time tonight to explain their shows. So I wanted to tell you, I did give my introduction a little bit about my sister, my friend. To piggyback on what Beverly said about Granny's Place and about my sister, my friend, we are here. We are promoting these shows in order to help our community. We are trying to be a resource, trying to be informational, trying to help each and every one of our age groups, our gender, our cultures, or whatever that goes on in our life. That's what we are here for each and every show. We have our different perspectives, but our goal is the same, to get the word out to the people that God, first of all, is love, and that you can live a godly life in the way that we are trying to express to you. So we do that to help the communities, to help the around the world. We've Free on the Inside has talked to people internationally in Africa to spread the word about what's going on in Africa. We also have tonight on the line one of my dear friends who has an organization, which is about Africa, show about people who are in need of different things in Africa. And Lameka, are you there? Okay, maybe he's muted out. He can't hear me.
Hello?
Lameka?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you for calling in tonight. I wanted you to call tonight so that you could tell us about, you know, you have to pronounce that for me, Delioso?
Deliso. Deliso School Support Association.
Okay, would you go ahead and give us a little information about that? And once you finish that, we're going to open up the lines for questions or answers or further comments on our shows to our hosts that are on the line if they want to give any more information about their particular show. So go ahead.
Okay. Pretty much the Deliso School Support Association, we collect school supplies, used or new. We collect school supplies and we ship them to Africa, Zambia, that's in Africa. We help out with low income or no income in the rural areas. As you know, like Africa, Zambia is already in a third world country and people don't take education seriously. And people usually, like, they don't even finish fifth grade, so the moment they get in, they are not able to continue with school. So that's when we come in and help out with in the rural areas, in the villages. We help out, we supply the school supplies from the first grades and the seventh grades. The reason we choose the seventh grade, because they are sitting for exams, so we want to make sure they have pencils, they have pens, they have papers in order for them to do the exams. We want to eliminate all the excuses that, no, I didn't have no pencil, I didn't have no pen for me to do my exams. So we have to make sure we support them as well. Maybe we can help shape in a better future for them. Pretty much, so we do it. Me and my wife, we collect the school supplies from bags, pencils, erasers, sharpeners. It can be used or new. We do that, and we ship them to Zambia, Lusaka, Zambia.
Well,
and,
thank you.
Right. If anybody has any questions, we have a Facebook page. We also have a website, Deliso School Support Association.com. And we also
okay,
have
will
a
you
website.
Spell that for them?
Okay. It's Daliso. School, which is SCHOOL, support, SUPPORT, School Support Association.com. You can also find us on Facebook. And pretty much any help that we receive will be appreciated. And Daliso, the meaning of Daliso, it's a blessing. In our language, it means blessing. So the reason we came up with a name, we feel like we are in this country, it's already a blessing for us. And for us to truly enjoy our blessing, we have to be able to bless somebody else. And we couldn't think of a better place than Zambia itself, because, you know, like 80% of people, they are not educated. So feel like a little bit of something helps out. And each one of us can do something. All right, Ms. Sashana,
okay.
You can go ahead and open the link.
Well, I was going to ask you, how often do you mail the school supplies to Africa?
We try at least three times a year. As in Zambia, we have three semesters, so we try to ship them at least three times a year.
Okay, good. Very good. So then, in the meantime, you just go ahead and collect them till you get enough to send for your shipment, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
but thank you.
Right now we have, I think, two wardrobe boxes full of books, pens, sharpeners, papers. So we're just waiting for, I think the next shipment is in March. So we're just waiting for that time to come, and then we'll ship them in March.
Well, good. Very good. Thank you for that information.
Ma'am.
We appreciate it. So now I'm going to go ahead and open the lines to anyone who has any questions or comments about their show or would like to express themselves about what they do and how they get motivated to do their shows. And let's just have a talk, everybody. Anybody? Questions, comments?
Yes, this is Joel hosting Free on the Inside. Really enjoyed the comment that was made by the brother a while ago that he'd be sending school supplies out to Zambia. And that really touches my heart there because there is a great need for something like that. But as I wanted to share some information regarding my show. My show is a more informational type show where we bring forth ministries and programs to help empower our men and women. I'm looking through my phone directory now, and I see a Mr. Hawes with Hawes Automotive, and he have a training class that's free of charge that he sets up classes for young men and women to get trained on the automotive, to have automotive skills. I think it's very important for our people to be reconnected to society there after they've been in jail or been displaced for quite a while. And we also, looking at my role today, sir, I also had a young man that owns his own trucking company. He was on the program, and he had been incarcerated for a number of years. And now he's in the position to hire other ex-offenders to drive for him. And so these are the type of people that we bring on our show, men and women, that's able to empower other men and women to be successful at anything that they do. And I'm excited about this upcoming year here because we got quite a few people that are scheduled to come on this year. But most of all, what we would like to do is just try to have some information so our listening audience can chime in on it. You would be surprised of all the people that have a desire to do something. They feel like that they're the only one that's doing it. I take for an example that it was I met this ministry that was they was giving out lunches to homeless people. And it was called #LunchBag. And they said that they did not know that there was other organizations that were doing the same thing in California, in New York, and in Florida. They had just decided in their hearts to put together something to give out to the people that was in the street. And kind of find out that they was a part of a larger organization that was doing the same thing. And that's what our ministry is all about, is letting men and women know that the ministry in which they are part of, there's other people that are doing the same thing. So what we do is try to connect those ministries together. And we have been very successful at that with our reentry program from the jail and prison. We have able to connect other ministries to ministries that are reconnecting men and women back into society. So I'm very pleased about that. And so I just wanted to share that with our hosts and let them know that what they're doing is making a difference in people's lives. And other people, they have a desire to do the same thing you're doing. And just with us being on each and every week, it just encourages other people to be involved in ministry and programs like that. That's all I have to say on that for right now.
Hello?
I'm back. I'm sorry. I stepped out to get some information to share with our listening audience and tell you about a group that we have partnered with. If there is anybody else who want to share any other information.
Can y'all hear me?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that it has been a pleasure to even speak with the people who come on Blog Talk shows, and I have became stronger in my word and my beliefs in our higher power as I have been a host on Street Talk and speaking with the people who come on to speak with me. I have learned that people go through changes, and just coming together speaking for a little time can be very helpful in our daily lives, and sometimes that's all we need as a person to go along with our daily lives as well. And so I just wanted to say thank y'all for coming on every day of the week and just speaking with people. I feel like if every person just come on and, you know, by us just coming on and allowing people to share their things that they're going through and giving a few words of encouragement, even if people just call in and just listen, I've got a lot of feedback, you know, positive feedback with people that just calling in and just listening. You know what I'm saying? I just
yes.
appreciate it. You know, I'm just very appreciative of it.
Thank you so much. And we thank you for being a part of our team here on Blog Talk Radio. We just appreciate the things that you do, the people that you give enlightenment to, those that you try to help, which is our goal, to get information out to our community and get information out to our sisters and our brothers who might need some lifting up or some information or some just to talk to somebody. You know, there's a lot of people out here that don't have anywhere to go to talk to anyone. They're afraid that if they express themselves, they'll be judged or laughed at or criticized. That's not what we do. We are not here to judge, to criticize, or to make you feel less than a person. We want to lift you up. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to get the knowledge that you need to go through your everyday life, to be able to cope with the things that go on from day to day, because there's a lot of things that goes on in this world today, whether it's through relationships, through marriages, whether it's through young people on the street, whether it's through us giving information to the people who need the resources for the information or whatever. We all have issues. We all have challenges each and every day. So, again, I want to say thank you for being a part of Blog Talk Radio and each one of you that host each one of our shows. And every day that we have a show, we appreciate you. God bless you. We love you for what you do. I wanted to allow time for if there's anyone else that wants to comment, John or Monette or Beverly.
Well, I'd just like to say, once again, we're very grateful for this opportunity. And Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show is a platform for people in relationships, whether married or not, to call in, because sometimes in marriages, you don't feel comfortable talking to, you may not feel comfortable talking to the people around you, or even if you are a part of a church, sometimes you don't feel like you know, that you might can trust, you know, individuals within your circle, or you're afraid of being judged. And as Sister Lewis mentioned, we're not here to judge you. We just want to be that platform and that ear and help, you know, if we can. And so we set aside that time because our passion is to help others where marriage is concerned. Do we have all the answers? No, we don't. But the platform is set up so that other people who may have skill sets or knowledge in the area that you may be struggling in, they can come in on the line and freely give advice or maybe tell their testimonies of how they made it through difficult times. John and I, we have been married before, and we feel like that we do have something special. And with that, it takes work. Anytime you have anything good, it takes work. So we work at what we have. And some days it's easy, some days it's not so easy, but it's not hard. And so because we don't make it hard. And that's what we want to do, because we feel like that the world has put a stigma on marriage because of the way society is set up, where you have primarily in the African-American community, where a lot of women seem to be able to work their status up in corporate America, whereas we may make more money than our mates and things of that nature. You know, how do you find your place in that relationship when you may make more than your husband? And, you know, a lot of women think that if they make more, then they wear the pants, and that's not so. So it's Christian-based in a way that we can understand the godly principles of marriage, and understand as women where our place is in a marriage, and understand that, no, you cannot teach a man how to be a man. You can raise a man to the best of your ability, but it takes a real man to teach a man how to be a man. Not that you can't raise a good man, and that's not what I'm saying, but as a woman finding her place, as a man finding his place in his relationship and his contentment, first and foremost in Christ. So we want to encourage, you know, young and old to call in, because as the word says, the older Christians should help the younger Christians. And so we need, you know, older and married and who are seasoned to call in and share and give advice, because what we want to do is encourage people that you still can make marriage work, and marriage is just as good as you make it. So we just want to say, hey, we're grateful and we're thankful. And if you have time to call in and listen to our show and be a part of it, we'd like to have you. Thank you, Sister Lewis.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that expression. We have one of our original panel members on the line tonight. She says she's a little hoarse, but she's trying to get in to ask a question. So we're going to allow her right now, Carol, to go ahead and join us and give us your expression or your opinion or your question.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Can hear you now.
Oh, good. Good evening, everyone. I've been listening to the show. It's really been a blessing, and to hear about all of the different support talk shows out there. And to my brother Joel, I specifically wanted to direct a question towards him. I'm excited about all the things that his organization is planning to do this year in 2015. And so, Joel, what I wanted to ask you, like, again, you said so many things, but in light of the whole Ferguson issue, it is bringing a lot, or putting a spotlight on a lot of other issues regarding mass incarceration of African American men, Latinos, and poor whites. And so I love to hear about how other incarcerated, formerly incarcerated men are putting other formerly incarcerated men to work. That said, how are y'all linking to other internet, nationwide, very prominent organizations like the Innocent Project? Are we addressing the issues? Because now with the Ferguson issue, we go back to, are people getting fair sentences in the court system? And it has put a spotlight on how unfair our court system is. Are y'all addressing issues with organizations like the Innocent Project for those who may have been overly sentenced or wrongfully convicted? And will y'all be working with organizations like that as a part of, as you guys progress in helping the incarcerated?
Well, that was a great question, Carol. Thank you for asking that. Yes, we are. We have several programs that we work with called Ban the Box is one of them. That's the that's on a job application that a box is saying, have you ever committed a felony? And once that box is, they check that box, that disqualify them for that job there. Even though that may be an old felony, they check that box, they're disqualified. So we're in the process of trying to band together to get that removed from applications. And we also are part of a program that comes out of Wilma Hutchinson. It's James Reed. He does a reentry program, which is nationwide, where we get men that's been released. We get them established on jobs and in housing, and just getting them back in the mainstream of everything. We also connected with a program that's out of Atlanta, Georgia. It's with Sean, called Back on the Block. Those are men that have had long-term incarceration. Now they're out, and they got to learn to get adjusted to society once again. We're going to bring him on our program in next month or so, but he's out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we also are working with a program that's in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. Now they do a drug recovery program that they work with inner city men and women to try to get them off the street and into treatment programs and let them be restored. And also we also working with someone in Florida, and that they do a reentry program in drug addiction, because that's what some of the biggest hindrance of our young men is, being addicted to drugs and alcohol. Now, Carol, you're addressing something that's very that's deeply embedded in the black community. where you're saying, because we talk with our young men about how to handle themselves in society, how not to provoke the police officer into doing things to them. We teach them how to carry themselves. When I was doing a computer training class, we had a program on how to dress for success, and I taught the young men how to carry themselves, because it's very important to carry yourself with respect and with dignity. That way you don't draw any unnecessary attention to yourself. So I hope that answers some of the questions which you had on your mind.
That did. And also, I guess when I talked about you guys linking in with organizations such as the Innocence Project, like I was saying, I work with my former professor at SMU a lot on men on death row and those in the Innocence Project who are being vindicated, who are wrongly convicted, in some cases overly sentenced and things like that.
Yes.
So, I mean, that would mean that y'all would have to actually delve back into the prison system and then in some cases, you know, deal with, you know, the attorneys and legal people like that with regards to some cases for some men who may be still incarcerated and seek your help on the outside in trying to get some resolution to further issues.
That's so true. But right now we are main focusing on banning the box, because after
right.
people get out of being incarcerated, they got to fill out application, they got to have a job and things of that nature. But the Innocence Project is something that we know how the justice system is, it's very difficult for a black man to get fair treatment in the justice system. So we are addressing those issues.
Right. And is it, and one more question, and is, and I think I spoke with a former DA now, Waters, who was talking, I asked him about the men when they come out of prison, are their voting rights restored? And I think he did say that their voting rights restored. Can you clarify, are their voting rights restored once they get out of prison, or do they have the right to vote again? I believe that he mentioned that they may get their voting rights restored once they're out of prison. I don't know if there's a grace period on that. Would you know?
Yes, I do. There is a time on that, though. They just can't vote right away. I think it's like a 5-year gap on that, and we are trying to work on something to try to get that reinstated there.
Right. That's awesome. Great work, Joe.
Well, thank you. And please listen to our program and get some information regarding some of the issues that you're concerned with, because we try to touch every aspect of our society in ministry, because this is what this is about in ministry. You know, prayer changes things. I was sharing with our young men, and I'm gonna get off the line here, but I was sharing with our juvenile this evening here how they have an opportunity to change the society in which they live in today, that they hadn't done anything to too wrong that God can't forgive them. But then they have to be men, and they have to be able to take responsibility, and they can't beat themselves up on their past experience. And if they give themselves an opportunity, God will truly bless them in anything that they put their hands to do.
Amen. Well, Carl, we thank you so much for posing those questions to Minister Lewis. Actually, you might want to talk to him offline about getting with some of these people that you are aware of and work with, so that he can bring them on the show to enlighten us on the things that you are concerned about. Because you know he'll do that. He will bring them on the show, and we will talk to him and get all the information that we need. Okay, that's what we're all about. But I wanted to go ahead and share some information on a group that we have partnered with. Granny's Place has partnered with this group of ladies out of Fort Worth called the DFW City Women, and it's Communities in Texas Empowering Women, and they are a 501c3 nonprofit women network organization comprised of women of diverse backgrounds, social economic status, and professions. Their vision is to provide a network of supportive services for women in crisis, a platform for advancement, mentoring, leadership opportunities. Additionally, they seek to saturate our communities with empowerment opportunities by developing community teams. And that is what we are all about at Granny's Place. We want to join with other people that are doing great things for our communities. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. All we want to do is help the wheel turn, you know, and do great things for our communities. And we have partnered with them, and we have monthly meetings. We just had one over at the Community for Nonprofits on Live Oak, and it was very informative. They are now grouped with the sex trafficking and Tony Greer, who will be on the show on a couple of weeks from now, as soon as I can get her scheduled. But she's going to come and enlighten us. We did go to a conference that and gave us some great information about it, and you just don't know. Every day it goes on, and it is so prevalent in our community that we all must be aware. We all must get into this and learn how to prevent it and learn how to get this under control, because these sex traffickers are taking our young people. And the statistics say they keep them 7 years. If they get to get out, their mind is just messed up. And if they don't get out, they kill them. So, you know, these are things that the community needs to be aware of in order to help our young people. So we're going to have her on the show in a couple of weeks. We are planning some more informational topics to come across our line at My Sister, My Friend for the year coming up. And if any of you all that are listening, host, listening audience, have anything that we want to discuss or you want us to find out information about, please feel free to contact us. You can go to our website, our Facebook page. It's Granny's Place Ministries, Inc. Okay, I'm sorry. And that's where you can find us. You can contact me. You can contact Minister Lewis. You can contact Mojo, Monette, or you can contact LaShawn. And I wish that we had heard from our prayer warrior tonight, who comes on Wednesday nights at 9:30. We have Minister Elder Linda Jordan, who is one of our prayer warriors, that come on Wednesday night, and she does a prayer thing at 9:30, I believe from 9:30 to 10 o'clock on Wednesday night. So if you're available and you need prayer, you can contact her at that time on Wednesday night. So we're trying to help in our community. We're trying to give wholesomeness. Bring our sisters and brothers to wholesomeness, and to help them live a abundant life that God has planned for us. You know, He says, Jeremiah 29:11 says He knows the plans He has for us to prosper us. So we want to be guilty of helping our sisters and brothers to come to that knowledge in Christ, that He is going to help us and take care of us and direct us in the things that we need to do and help one another. So with that being said, I'm opening the floor back up again. We have about 11 minutes to talk a little bit more. If anybody has anything else they want to say, or Beverly, do you have any other comments?
Yes, I was listening to everyone and listening to what Carol has said, and we're going to be talking a lot more, Carol, about the issues this year. On most of the shows, we'll be talking a little bit more about the issues between blacks and Hispanics and the police officers and the justice systems. We'll be looking into those issues, and we wanted to also celebrate this year that Joel Lewis, Free on the Inside. Joel was our first show, and this April we'll be celebrating with Joel 5 years of being on Blog Talk, Free on the Inside. We're very proud of that show. Joel took it on and said he would go on and see about doing the show when we had an opportunity to do a Blog Talk show one night, and I mentioned it to Joel, and he said yes, he would go ahead, and he stepped up, and he's taught all of us about how to do Blog Talk shows, and He's had some great speakers come on, great hosts come on, and he has a friend that comes on and reads poetry. And I'm very, very proud of Free on the Inside for all of the guests that Joel has brought on across the country and across the nation. I've listened to quite a few of his shows with the gentleman from Hog Automotive that's been on there, and the guys from Florida that he's had to talk about different programs that the gentleman had on to working with youth. And so we've had some really positive feedback from Joe's shows, and it's got to the point where people are calling him to be on his show. So I'm very, very proud of that show, as we all are, that Joel has stepped out there and done so many great things. And we've met a lot of people through Joel being on Free on the Inside. He's had the director from Dallas, which is formerly Dallas Life, on his show, and a lot of other organizations that some of us knew about and others we didn't know about. And he's introduced us to a lot of people across the country. And so I'm very proud of that. So this April we'll be celebrating 5 years of being on Blog Talk Show. And we also broadcast our first Free Will Baptist Church with the Pastor Richard Terry. And so we're looking to increase our advertising, and we want more people to call. We want more people to feel free to call than just listen. Sometimes call and give their talk about their problems, which they do on Street Talk. I'm very proud of what LaShawn has done in the last year. She has men calling on talking about their relationships, which is something that a lot of young black men don't like to do, but she's got those men coming on and talking about things. And it's really been an interesting show. Some Friday nights, I try not to listen to it sometimes because they're younger and their ideas sometimes a little different from mine, but sometimes the show gets really good. They really get to talking about things that I really don't be thinking about, but when I get to listening to the show, it really gets good, and what they're saying is very interesting. So I'm very proud of that and very proud of Mojo. I listen to that show some Tuesday nights and listen to the advice that John and Monette give, and it's very enlightening, and I'm excited about the people that call in and the people that, when the first show first started, people were calling in, and I really was very proud of the advice that I hear coming from the legs, and I hope that all the shows will continue to grow in 2015, and we'll be able to help more people, help more families, help more individuals understand that they're not out there by themselves, that they do have someone that they can call. If they don't want to give their names, they're not required to. But we want to give people some place to call, someone to talk to, and we want them to let them know that, you know, we are here to help. We are here to pray with them. We're here to talk with them. And if we can uplift them, we want to do that. So please encourage your friends, your neighbors, your church family, your family, and whatever, to call in and listen to the shows, to give it, to pray with us, pray for us, and pray for the people that call into the show, because that's what is holding us together, is prayer. And when we stand together as one in Jesus' name, then there's nothing that we can't do. So I'm very proud of all the hosts, and I'm very grateful that every one of you decided to take the shows, and you're doing a wonderful job, and we just want to increase our listening audience so that we can let the Dallas area community know that they're not out here alone, that we're standing with them, and we are a part of God's army. We want to fight for justice, and we want to fight for rights, and we want to save our children. So 2015, we will be pushing forward for justice, for what's right. We'll be pushing for children's rights. We'll be pushing against human trafficking and slave trades, and we'll be pushing against injustice for all. So please, let's be prayerful in 2015, that we're going to stand in God's army, and we're going to fight for all of human rights.
Amen. so much.
That's awesome.
God bless you. And to echo what she says, spread the word to your friends. Tell them when your show is on. Tell them when our show is on. Tell them when Free on the Inside is on, when Street Talk is on. If you have young people in your life that might need some direction, have them. Young men could call in on Saturday mornings. Young men could call in on Friday nights. Young men could call in on Tuesday nights and talk to about relationships, talk about what's going on, talk about the resources that they can get some help from. We're here. We want to be of service. That's what we want to do for the year of 2015. We want to help change a life. That's the motto for Free on the Inside, and I love it to death, and I thank God for Minister Lewis, who is my better half. I love him, and I thank him for what God is doing to with him in his life and the people that he has come in contact with. I thank God for putting Monette and John Legs in my life, because that one, when I first met her, she was just a true, true woman of God, and I haven't been able to shake it. I haven't seen any phonyism or any negativism in her. And for LaShawn, I thank God for LaShawn. LaShawn has just stepped up to the plate and did a marvelous job. And I just thank all of our hosts for Granny's Place, Blog Talk Radio. You have been very consistent in my life and such uplifting and touching, and I just thank God for each of you. God has just placed you here for a reason, for us to all come together and help our brothers and our sisters live life. We helping to change a life. I also thank God for my sister Carol, who's been going through some issues, but she's back now, and I thank the Lord for her, because she's very informative, very knowledgeable about the things of our communities, and I just love it when she shares with us, when she poses questions to us that we might need to check into or discuss. So Carol has been, she's been with us from the beginning of the show, and I thank God for her. So I love all of y'all. We're about to come down to our last couple of minutes, so I'm going to ask Minister Lewis if he will close our show tonight with a prayer. And again, I say thank you, host, for all that you do. Thank you in our life as we go forward in 2015. We want you to stay prayed up. We want to pray for each other and make sure that we uplift and undergird each other so that God will continue to bless each one of us in our lives. So go
Amen.
Ahead, Mr.
God
Lewis,
bless
close
you.
Us out.
Thank you for having me.
I just want to say I enjoy listening to everyone tonight. A very powerful show. My hat goes off to you, that Sister Lewis, Beverly Beasley, for what y'all are doing. Y'all keep up the good work. Truly, God is going to continue to bless this ministry. And as we get ready to end this program, we want to be mindful of the things that we do, that the things that we're doing it unto the glory of God, that we are making a difference in people's lives. Marriage issues are being addressed. Our relationship with young people are being addressed. Loneliness and heartaches have been addressed, and God has blessed us to be able to cover a whole slate of things there. But it all started right here, and so I want to thank Beverly Beasley for her vision, for Granny's Place, and for the Blog Talk Network, and continue to do what you're doing, because the best is yet to come.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you,
Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
Gracious and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for this evening, dear Lord. We thank you for the show. We thank you for the host of this program, dear Lord, how she was able to bring us all together, dear Lord, that we could talk about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, you have ordained each and every one of us for such a time as this. Let us take advantage of this time. Let us be able to share the good news of our Lord and Savior with all that we're willing to hear. Dear Lord, we pray that lives are being changed by the program that's being presented each and every week. We pray, dear Lord, that the old ways are being cast to the side, that people become new creation in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray for the host of each show, dear Lord. You continue to be with them. You continue to build them up. Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Dear Lord, we get ready to get out of here. We want to be mindful of the of our program, how it's reaching out and touching the lives of men and women. We pray these in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And so before we close this program, I would like to give a thanks and a shout-out to my co-host, Minister Pastor Henderson of the Hope and Glory Fellowship Church. She probably was busy tonight and could not join us, but she is one of our original panel members also. And to Yvonne Gonzalez, who's originally started with us also, we want to keep her lifted up in prayer with the Mary's Project. But we will talk about that on a later time. But thank each one of you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
Bless you.
Bye.
Good night.
God bless you.